This week, the Fiends watched
Roadhouse.
Dude, the House of Rhodes, it's here, guys.
House of Rhodes, unrelated to Dustin Rhodes.
That's correct. It's not related.
You're not related to that, but it is related, however, to the 1989 cult film
Roadhouse.
Exactly. It is a straight up remake.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, man, what's floating around out there?
Yeah. What are people, you know, clamoring for?
Or maybe the opposite. What is no one clamoring for?
No one wants this, dude.
What does no one want a remake of? An obscure cult 80s movie. Oh, let's just do that.
Sure.
We just need to hire one, like, famous actor that everybody loves.
Sure.
And that's it.
And then some B's thrown in here and there.
Oh, my God. C's and D's.
B's and C's. Maybe some
C's and D's. Maybe some. Oh, there's a lot of F's.
There might be a couple of F's in this
there's
one.
There's a lot
dude,
of F's.
You catch my drift, guys.
There's a lot of F's in this one. So that's what they did. And they put out a trailer maybe 2 or 3 months ago. Mm. And I remember seeing it and being like, yo, this looks fucking ill. Like, whatever trailer house put this together, bravo. Because it got me hardly not excited for this because I was super excited for it.
Sure, sure.
So we obviously watched it separately.
On Prime.
We watched it separately on Prime. Yeah. Together, it was on Prime, but it was we watched it separately. So we do not know what each other thought.
No, we do not.
So I'm going to ask you right now, hardcore opinion, what did you think of Roadhouse 2024?
2024 Roadhouse. Look, man, who's not a Jake Gyllenhaal fan, right? I just want to go out there and say that. Who's like, nah, he's not for me.
Never met one.
Jake Gyllenhaal, I feel like, you know, he usually picks well, and I can watch him do anything. He's in my top five actors who are just male actors today.
I concur.
Thank you. This movie, though, it's interesting because although I was entertained throughout the movie because of Jake Gyllenhaal. The movie itself is not good. The movie itself is poorly written. The story sucks. And they almost try to overcomplicate it when you don't have to. You don't need to do all these things with, like, a drug lord and they're trying to buy property. And it's like, there's some things you can do to just have a nice, simple story. I think they went just a little too hard in the paint, as the kids would say. But okay. Overall, man, I'll never watch this movie again, and I was let down overall by The Roadhouse.
Okay.
That's my initial gut instinct. What did you think, Mikey?
So, didn't grow up a fan of the original Roadhouse, as is the same with you, right? Maybe we saw it when we were young, but it wasn't like a Roadhouse every weekend. We're watching Roadhouse, you know? Wasn't for us. We were watching Monster Squad, Goonies, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Even though when I was younger, maybe if I was watching Patrick Swayze when I was that young, I'd be gay, fully gay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm only half gay now. So that's
you only watch Ghost, that's why.
No, I actually never I don't think I've ever sat down and watched that
no
movie
way.
Fully. No, I'm sure when I was young.
Whoopi Goldberg, dude, she's
yeah,
hot.
Well, that's what made me, you know. I had no idea it's about a bouncer who goes to a bar and cleans up a bar. That's all I knew.
That's all I fucking knew. That's all I care
then
about.
I'm watching the trailer, I'm seeing UFC, I'm going, all right, this movie looks awesome. I'm just like, I don't know what it's, I'm not even a UFC guy, but I'm just like, the trailer looks awesome.
Mm.
And the movie starts, and I'm like, okay, first scene starts, and I'm like, okay, all right. Second scene comes, I'm like, what? Third scene comes, I'm like, what? And then the rest of the movie just slowly falls down a hill. It was embarrassingly bad. It was, the best way I can put it is if Gyllenhaal wasn't in this movie, like just think if maybe the head bad guy was Gyllenhaal's character.
Mm.
That actor played Gyllenhaal's, it's a B movie. This is literally a B movie.
Right.
It's a laugh out loud, best of the worst, RLM, B movie.
Yeah.
If Gyllenhaal is not the main actor. And that's a bad sign.
Terrible sign.
It's a bad sign, born under a bad sign.
Right.
So I hated this movie. I was offended by this movie. Nothing good about it. The fight scenes were garbage.
Dude, what did they do?
I have no...
We should talk about what they did.
It was like CG.
CGI enhanced fight scenes.
I didn't get it.
It's
I
two
didn't
people
get
fighting.
It.
What like, are you doing? This isn't a video game.
No. Do you hear something crack?
Yeah, sorry, my bottle pop.
Oh, no, I didn't know if it was this guy, because he's Jimmy Rick together.
Oh, well.
Like, so his neck is like, guys, I'm pointing to a figure, that's why. So I'm not, there's no one in, there's no one else in the room with us. I didn't Jimmy Rig a guy, you know what I'm saying?
You just jacked the guy.
Once, but my thought He was a girl, though. That's the...
Right. Good point.
You know what I'm saying? I was trapped.
No, I get it.
Classic trap.
Large clip.
But I got out. So, the fight scenes.
Yeah.
I was like, they do like these oners,
yeah.
You know, these 360 oners during the fight scenes.
Right.
And I'm like, why does it look like a fight scene I've never seen before?
Right.
What did they do?
They definitely put CG on top of it, but it doesn't really help because like-
Is it the background CG you're saying?
I think it's everything. So I think it's not-
Like the whole, even like arm, like yes, a bodies you're yes. saying.
Because, what? Like, you look at... That was Post Malone in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, that was my first note. It was horrible Post Malone cameo.
Why?
I have nothing against Post Malone.
No.
But why are you casting him as the big yeah. bad fighter?
Who that Jake Gyllenhaal... like, you put yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal in the ring, you're going to go, this isn't a fight.
The main girl goes to that bar to look for a security guard who she's going to look for Post Malone.
Mikey,
as the biggest, baddest security guard.
Without
I'm like... Why? He's like a flubby, like kind of chubby, taller guy. I'm
the
like
the other guy he was fighting. I go, oh, that guy looks better than Post Malone.
It was just such a like cheap Hollywood move of like, oh, let's just get a hot, like not hot, yeah, but yeah. like a popular person. Yeah. Oh, let's get Post Malone in the first scene of the movie. It was right. so transparent. I'm like, make him one of the bad guys.
Sure. You have know? Him on the boat being like, boss, we
exactly.
can't
Exactly, exactly.
But he's like a fighter guy. He's and like, what?
Knocking this jack dude out in the beginning, yeah. and I'm like, this is not how it works, man.
It's like, who's next? It's like, everyone could beat you up.
It was just bad. It was a bad cameo. I think that, terrible not even cameo. Casting, just a bad cameo.
But the fight scenes, I think they literally like stitched together to make it look more like a game, like a Street Fighter or something, because... Post Malone's arm like went so slow and then fast at one point. And
it
you're
would
like, whoa,
switch speeds.
Whoa. Yeah, it would switch speeds.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what are they doing here? To like, what's the point?
Yeah,
guys, it's a guy versus a guy. We've seen it before. You don't. You're taking us out of it by adding computer graphics.
It feels like yes, that's the best way to say it. You're taking us out of it. You don't feel like I get because they're trying to do these oners, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get if you try to do a oner during a fight scene to make it seem more realistic. They did the opposite.
Look at Creed, the first Creed.
Okay.
Oner.
Oh, yeah.
Two guys fighting.
Okay.
No CG.
There you go.
And
perfect.
It went for like 3 minutes, and you're yes. like, oh, okay, it feels like a fight.
Exactly.
This didn't feel like a fight.
And we all know one of the best fights in cinema history is from They Live with Roddy Roddy Piper and Keith Urban. Yeah, it was Keith Urban.
Childs.
Keith Richards. Keith Childs.
Keith David.
That's one of the best fight scenes of all time. That's Absolutely. Not a oner, but it's one of the best. It feels so real. It
feels so real.
Goes on for 18 minutes. It's great. But this, you're right, it had the opposite impact.
Yeah.
It was like they were trying to make it feel more real, but by doing that, it made it feel more fake.
No, it felt so fake.
So every fist fight scene, major fist fight scene,
sure.
felt so weird and so out of place.
Especially one-on-one, because when you had
that's
like, the
what
group
I mean.
Fights,
yes,
yeah,
that's
the,
what I'm
the
saying.
The group fights, you're like, oh, yeah, no, they're doing I get it. Yeah, this guy's flipping over this table, this guy's over there. But as soon as it was like McGregor versus Gilly, it was so enhanced.
Oh, that's enhanced, the worst.
That was like... By far the worst example of the fight scenes.
Worst one.
Because everything was like Connor's fighting the screen, us, yes. POV, and then like it morphs around
yeah,
him and then he gets slammed. And you're like, what are they doing?
There's morphing. These are morphed fight scenes. That's a bit, you're right. That's the term, morph. Every fight scene feels morphed. Whether they're morphing two shots together or the background's morphing and it's changing blurriness, it's just dumb.
Dumb.
But anyway, the movie's about ex-UFC fighter Dalton. No.
We looked it up. Elwood Dalton.
Elwood Dalton. The original was John?
John Dalton.
So they said, nah.
John's dude. Too. What is this, 1989?
What is this, 1989? No, we are doing
Elwood
Dalton. He's an ex-UFC fighter. We get that through flashbacks. Who's lost in life, and he just goes to fight clubs around wherever he lives and just sits in the chair, and people know who he is, so they won't fight him. But I don't understand how he got paid in the beginning.
I don't understand how he got paid at all.
The fight didn't happen.
They're making it seem like
he gave up, so he won.
Like, yeah, disqualified. So here's your money.
That was
like,
so dumb.
Wouldn't they just be like, well, no,
fight voided. Like
fight voided.
Voided.
And so who's gonna put up money to fight this guy?
Exactly.
That's what should happen.
There's no way you would walk in, put money down on yourself. Here's $5,000 on myself. The other guy gets scared, and you just win $10,000.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
That's not even on the odds.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
People are like, no.
There needs to be a fight.
You gotta have a fight.
So that was just a weird way to set it up of what he's doing now. I'm like, okay, that's
sure.
weird.
That's
and then
strange.
The we gotta get her name because we're gonna call her the black
Frankie.
Chick the entire time. So Frankie, which I must say, bro, one of the worst actresses I've seen in in a year.
Mikey, I'm with you.
Holy shit. Too. Holy shit. And it's not because of a race.
No, not at all.
Because I just watched a movie, guys, called Imaginary, right? Mm. And that movie sucked. I just watched it. It's out. It's that horror movie, that piece of shit horror movie.
Was it Blumhouse?
Probably.
Probably, right? Yeah.
But anyway, the lead in this is a black woman. Mm. Same age, right? Like she has like a little young stepkids. So it's kind of the same age black woman. And I actually thought she did a good job acting. Mm. So I'm saying, guys, it's nothing to do with race here.
No, it's because she's a woman.
I'm kidding. But I'm just saying it's not like, oh, no. Black girl, 2024, whoa. It's not that. Because no. I watch Imagine. I'm like, this main girl is actually a decent actress.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's this specific actress that I felt, I didn't believe any of her lines.
Dude, it was like, again, guys, it's Jake Gyllenhaal, right? He's in the A-class of the A-class.
He is.
The kid can act. We all know that.
He can act, dude.
So when you have a girl being like, yeah, and then my dad had to leave, and now it's all about, you know, respect. And it's just like, what? Every line she was saying, you just didn't buy it?
Yeah.
And you believe Jake.
Of course. Jake, well, it was their first meeting right after he got stabbed, which was weird. I'm like, why would Jake Gyllenhaal let someone stab him?
It's so dumb. Think about that, pal? You think about that before he did it, whatever the fuck he says?
Yeah.
He just lets himself bleed out. It was a very weird introduction.
Well, it's only because it's from the first movie. That Patrick Swayze gets stabbed in the first, but he doesn't get stabbed by letting a guy stab him. He just says, oh, this guy, all right, you're fine, get him out. And then the guys let him go, and the guy stabs him quickly. Yeah. He doesn't let a guy stab him.
Jake Gyllenhaal let this guy stab him knowingly.
He knew someone was following him, and they just turned around and just, I thought he was going to be holding his arm.
Me too.
I know, it was awesome.
And no, then, it was just, oh no, you're stabbed.
You're stabbed in the kidney, and you're just going to be gushing forever. So that was
going to the hospital.
And then the black girl walks up, and just all her lines were like, so what are you going to do? So, I could pay you good money, $5,000 a week.
She's a GTA character.
You gonna take off on that? You can't tell me you got a better deal somewhere else? Dude, she's a GTA character. That's exactly what she was.
She's not acting. She's voiceover acting, but she has to act on screen.
Yes, exactly. It should have been a GTA character.
It was very like you go to like the local theater in like Stanford right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Curtain Call probably is better than
100%.
Curtain Call. My mom's going to Sound of Music Friday. She's very excited about it with her friends.
Dope actors.
The hills are alive. Dude, they probably got some bomb actors there.
But no, we get Jessica Williams. And it's just like, hey, look, there was auditions and for some reason they thought you were the one.
Yes, exactly.
You can't act.
No. And they did it because of the change of scenery they did in this movie. The original is a very white movie, let's say.
Right.
It's set in like Louisiana or something like that.
Kansas or some shit.
Wherever it is. But it's definitely a white area. Oh. So this time they're like, no, we're going to a predominantly black Hispanic community.
Key West.
So we have to hire a ethnic actress, whether she's Spanish or black or whatever.
Right.
And they actually did hire Spanish. The other girl who I can never understand a sentence she said.
Oh my God, you mean the nurse?
Yeah. I couldn't understand a sentence she said.
I didn't know a thing she said.
I couldn't understand it.
She also, so boring, so uninteresting.
Flat.
Didn't care at all. I didn't like her. I was like, I don't give a fuck about this nurse.
They had no chemistry. Yeah, they had no chemistry at all.
Zero.
I was like, why did she walk out and follow him? He's walking out of the hospital. We're getting too far of ourselves. We're getting too ahead of ourselves, though. Hold on. So the black girl, what's her name, Frankie?
Yeah, Frankie.
She's having trouble at this bar in the Keys.
Key West.
Because I kept getting confused because they kept saying the Keys, right?
Yeah.
But then they're like talking like this Creole kind of language. And I'm like, wait, is this in like Louisiana? Is this like a bay or a bayou here?
Right.
Because it feels very Louisiana-y.
Dude, Key West.
But they keep saying
like,
the Keys.
Yeah, it's Key West.
So it must be a very like, what's the word I'm looking for? A very like
tight-knit,
consolidated. Oh. Yeah. Part of Key West.
Probably, yeah.
Because I hear Key West, I think of like gay white guys.
I think of like old people like Jimmy Buffett. Like
sure.
Just, they drink all day. They're tan year round.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not tan enough though.
No. Not as tan as
that's
Frankie.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So she's asking him, right? So she's running this Roadhouse. I guess Roadhouse is a thing. Roadhouses are a thing.
I guess, yeah.
That's what they make in the movie. Like, wait, hold on. You own a roadhouse called the Roadhouse? And she's like, yeah. So I'm like, I guess roadhouses are a thing. Okay. We're dumb guys. We're not from an area with roadhouses, so we do not know. So I just took it at its word that it's a roadhouse, right?
It's actually really stupid when you think about it, but yeah.
It is. In the original, it's a roadhouse, but it's called like Double Deuces. Or something like that. It's something dumb.
Not the Roadhouse,
exactly.
Fucking, what is that, nail on the head or nose or whatever it's called?
Nose on nails, dude.
Sure.
We'll call it.
Yeah. That's a better name for a bar.
Hit the nail on the nose.
Nose on nails. Anyway, but so, yeah, it's called the Roadhouse.
And she asks him, hey, she knows who she who he is. Yeah. And she's like, hey, come clean up this bar for me. I'll pay you $5,000 a week.
Right.
I go, where the fuck is she getting this money from?
How much money is this place pulling in?
Mikey, not enough to pay some one guy $5,000 extra on top of all the other expenses and shit that she has.
And she only says for a month.
Exactly.
She's like $20,000. It's but like, goddamn.
You have just $20,000 just laying around just to give a guy? Right. It didn't make sense to me.
Right.
I expected to see this like flourishing kind of bar and it just wasn't.
No.
So just that really didn't sit well with me. I'm sure all the restaurant owners watching were like, yeah, we don't have $5,000 to spare. Like, it's just, especially if your bar is kind of failing because people are fighting there, you know?
Yeah, like, why is it so popular?
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be.
No. And if it is so popular, then you would have the money to pay him, but you wouldn't have such a bad crowd.
Right.
Because if you have a bad crowd, that means it's not popular.
Right.
Because no one, who the fuck's going to go there if there's random fights that make no sense there every single night? It was so dumb.
It's egregious, the amount of fights that happened, though.
Yes.
It's like, it's obviously a script. We get it. And the first one did the same thing. There was a fight every 2 seconds,
but
I get it.
But it felt more authentic because it was in this little dive piece of shit.
You're saying in the first
bar.
One. Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
This little dive piece of shit bar with the cage over the stage.
Yeah, cage over the stage.
And that made sense.
Yeah.
So I saw the cage in this one, and I had no idea.
Right.
I'm like, why is there a cage there? That's dumb. And they just do it because it's in the first movie.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. They didn't start off with the cage.
Yeah, they don't have a cage at first.
Right,
and
right.
Then there's a cage after. The first performance has no cage. Then there's a cage after, which is so dumb.
They didn't need to do that. Just have the cage the whole time, like number one.
Sure, but it didn't fit with like what it was.
Yeah.
Like
true.
The entire bar doesn't feel like any, like there's really trouble there. It just doesn't feel like there's really trouble there
good
at all.
Point, good
and that's
point.
Why it has to be manufactured trouble.
Totally.
It has to be that this guy, his dad's in prison, he's a crime lord now, and he wants to build this development there, so he's trying to push her out. Halfway through the movie, I'm going, oh, wait. The black girl's going to be in on it. She's actually helping the drug. She's dealing the drugs through her port because they talk about how the boats can't come up right to the thing.
Right.
So that's why he wants it so he can build the thing. And I'm like, oh, that's how she can pay Jake Gyllenhaal is she is actually in on
that's
it
way better.
With the main boss. And I go, no, it just never comes to fruition. And I go, it's just, it would like nothing.
That would have been great.
Surprised me. Nothing happened that was, you know. That was there, so...
No, there's nothing worthy in this movie, though. Like, again, it's Jake... I said earlier I was, you know, entertained by Jake Gilly throughout the movie, but he really doesn't have to, like, do that much, aside from the choreography and the fighting.
Yeah.
Sure, like, he doesn't have to, like, really, really act.
No, he literally acts like he doesn't care or want to live. That's kind of his character.
Sure.
Is that he has nothing to live for. He has nothing to lose.
Right.
If I got to fight this guy with a machine gun in his hand, that's fine.
Sure.
I'll do it. Like, he just has that attitude of, like, whatever.
Right.
Police are arresting me. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
you know, like, he's just
going with the flow.
Nonchalant. He's a nonchalant character,
right.
Which he pulls off. He doesn't do a bad job in this movie at all. But anyway,
he's surrounded by dog shit.
Absolutely. He goes to the bar. He winds up realizing, shit, I got to get this money. Let me do it. And he goes to a little bookstore, and he meets this little girl, and her dad, who's in like two scenes.
So quick.
It's ridiculous. And they meet, and I'm like, oh, okay, something's gonna happen with them at the end. Like,
you mean the ones who he automatically cares for off the bat?
There's a little half orphan girl who he really is gonna make a connection with. I wonder why that's happening.
Oh, she gave me a book.
Yeah.
They're nice to me.
They're nice to me.
This won't come back later.
No, well, it will not. So that felt so inauthentic.
Totally.
That was weird. And then he goes to the bar, meets all the people there, and just kind of sitting and watching it. And I'm just like, they introduced the cast of characters around Roadhouse.
Hated the bartender.
And you know, in the
Laura?
Laura, in the original, do you know who plays her in the original?
Is it it's a short-haired chick.
Yeah, gingery brunette chick. Yeah. Who has that kind of funny voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both bring in the food. There you go. But I go, it's so funny how in 1989, look who they cast. As like the non-love interest woman,
sure,
right?
Who might have a little thing for the guy. No,
sure,
big deal.
But like it's not the love interest
at all.
Just like exactly. You know, she's just a nice girl that works at the bar. Look who they cast in 1989, and then look who they cast in 2024. It's just funny to see the difference. That's all I'm saying.
Because even in 1989, they go, yeah, but she's got to have something like a charm to her or something. Like you just kind of have to.
Yeah, she's not the blonde bimbo that's super attractive.
No.
She's not the big fucking fat ogre. No. You know what I'm saying? She is just like a average looking, nice, charming kind of girl.
Yes.
That's it.
And the audience will like her. Because I liked her when watching the first
100%.
One. 100%.
Oh, this
chick is great. This 100%. Chick is great.
Yeah, I brought you breakfast, yeah, you know? 100%. Hey, come on. What are you doing?
And she gets a nice Patrick Swayze butt shot, which was a little egregious.
Why I should have to pause that and...
I don't blame you.
I'm
man.
Just
he's,
letting you know it was very
was a hot thing back then. Dude.
Took me very. It made me fluster. There we go.
But in this one, in no, it's like all right,
she
what is
shows
that?
Up, Mikey. So, but then Jake Gyllenhaal gets there, talks to the black girl, Frankie. He's like, "Yep, all right, we're gonna do this." He sees the first night a bunch of fights or whatever, and then he's like, "Needs a place to stay," and he's just like. Of course, she has just a random houseboat that he can stay at.
Oh, you mean the one? Oh, I like the houseboat I saw over there. Oh, you know I own that.
Like, it's just so dumb. Like, what?
Huh?
It just makes no sense. Why couldn't he have just gone and rented a boathouse from that old guy that ran the docks?
1,000%.
Like, why does it have to be Frank? Oh, actually, you know what? That was my dad's or my uncle's or whatever.
Just
you
don't make
it?
A mess and also wear a life vest because it stinks.
Because of that crocodile. Don't forget, they mentioned the crocodile 8 times before.
So many times.
It was
they
like,
made sure that you didn't forget about the crocodile.
Well, what other movie did that you loved?
X. They're gonna give it to you.
Gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
They show that crocodile like right before it comes up. They're like, don't forget, guys, crocodile.
Crocodile.
This was very much like that. But anyway, he's living on a lifeboat that, of course, she has to own. Like, it can't just be that he introduced a new character, have a relationship with a new character. He barters for the boat. Okay, I'll give you a grand for sure. But no, it has to be her. It's just too convenient.
So convenient.
And contrived.
What was the original state he was in? They said it though, like when she first went there, right?
I don't know if they said it. Maybe.
They might have.
I just forget.
The point is, it's far.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't in Florida.
No, not at all.
He had to take a fucking bus. Well, granted, he did crash his car. He got hit by a train.
He got hit by a train.
And that just happened.
That scene was, I forgot about that scene.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You're right. He's sitting on the car tracks, the train tracks in his car, just stops his car, just, and he sees a train, and he's just sitting there, and he's like, 4 seconds go by and he goes, "Eh, maybe not."
Yeah.
And starts turning. I go, suicide's a big deal. People don't just like think of it real quick and then,
"I think I'll live."
Yeah. And then, it's not a light switch. It's not just a flipping on and off.
Nope.
It's like, I'm going to kill myself 4 seconds later. Maybe not. And then try to turn. It's just so dumb, man.
The writing, it's like AI writing, dude. We're getting more and more of these scripts where it feels like AI writing.
This movie felt like a Fast and Furious movie.
Dude. Yes.
It felt like they were doing a Fast and Furious movie.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I bet you in some of the more recent ones, and I'm not the biggest fan, I don't recall, but I bet you they had some enhanced CGI fighting.
Oh, they probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember, but yeah,
it feels
definitely.
Like, what else is it going to be in? It's going to be in the Fast and Furious movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I will give them credit because I've never seen a movie with this kind of fighting. It's bad, but I can't remember a movie that I've seen that has fighting that looks like this. Good point. I want to know, like, behind the scenes, what did they do?
Right.
Why did they do that to make it look like this? And you know who directed this?
Yeah, Doug Liman.
Yeah, Mikey.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
He's got like two other bangers, man.
Some other bang bangs, right?
Yeah, he's got two other bangers, man.
Bro. Swingers?
Swingers. Right. He has another one, though, too.
Yeah.
He has another like newer one, too.
Yeah.
You can't find it. Oh, you're on it? You don't see it? Okay, you don't see nothing popping. It could just be Edge of Tomorrow, Swingers, and...
And Roadhouse.
No. What was the last one you said?
I said Swingers.
Swingers, Edge of Tomorrow. Yep. The Recruit, Phantom Lockdown.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Oh, he did Go. Remember Go?
Oh, dude, I used to like Go.
I used to like Go back in the day.
Oh, I'm on producer. That's dumb. Director, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he did Go. Anyway, but the point is he's done some bangers, dude.
He's done some bangers. Oh, dude, Mikey, this. The Bourne Identity.
Oh.
The
Say
Bourne
no
Identity.
More, more,
like,
dude.
This guy's directed good movies.
Absolutely. And then he handed this piece.
Oh, he
of
did
shit.
The wall. Dude, American Made, bro, with Tom Cruise.
Wow.
That movie's fantastic.
That movie's great.
Yeah, this movie's super fun.
I forgot
fun.
He did that.
The Wall with your boy, Aaron Taylor Johnson, with the sniper when he has to hide behind the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That was a decent ATJ. Little low budget movie. Yeah, exactly. He's directed good movies. Yeah.
But they just go like this. They go, "Hey, look, Jake Gilly, Roadhouse, you're the man for the job. Just get it done."
I think it's a script.
It's a script.
So it's like, who wrote it here? We got
doesn't
one.
Piss you off, just real quick.
Yeah, totally. We got one, two, and three. Oh, I'll writers. Say three people. Yeah, I'll say, because it's based on the original movie Roadhouse, sure. But the guy had nothing to do with it, the original guy.
Hillary Hankin. All right, so really we got a female in there. She probably wrote for Jessica.
Could be trans.
That's a good point.
But I think it's a bad script. But it's not directed good either.
No.
So you can't get him. You can't let Doug Liman all the way off the hook because it's not directed good either.
No.
Right?
It was not. Dude, Mikey, if I never looked it up.
Yes. Right?
If I never looked it up, because I did. I had to.
Okay.
I would have been like, oh, yeah, they just gave it to somebody who probably did, like, some episodes of, like,
abso-fucking CSI, you know, Miami.
Or something.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he's like, oh, yeah.
Because, no question.
Because what's the real skill here?
Yeah. You don't.
He's
you
not
don't.
An expert. I mean, now, granted, Bourne had great fight
Mr.
scenes.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, same thing. They have good fight
what
scenes.
What went wrong?
Yeah.
I bet you it's, like, choreographer mixed with what?
Him wanting to try something new. Being like, hey,
and
this
he goes,
is like
perfect vehicle, Jake Gyllenhaal movie. It's
Conor McGregor's a fighter, so I can do complex stuff with one camera circling around, you know.
Right.
Maybe that's it. But anyway, he goes to this bar, right? And I have a big problem with the way this movie's set up.
Mm.
The plot is set up because they have like a guy in a red shirt and then a guy in a blue shirt that are just like sitting at the bar at two different tables. And then one will just like throw a bottle at the other guy. And the guy just like gets up like, what the fuck are you doing? And then they just start like fighting and tackling each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this doesn't happen. Nope. It felt so like stuntmen sitting at a bar. Okay. Him with like a loud horn. Okay. And fight. And then they just had to go, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then tackle each other.
Right.
They're manufactured fights.
Right.
That's what this movie felt like to me. So, and then that's kind of the setup the first night.
Sure.
And then the second night that Jake Gyllenhaal's there, the first night he watches
the
young kid.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wall.
And he sees the young kid from Euphoria. He was in a couple episodes of Euphoria.
He was also just recently in the last season of Fargo.
Fargo, exactly.
Yeah.
He sees him kind of, I got to train him up a little bit. When in the original, Patrick Swayze is literally, I'm trying to think of a famous like security guard bouncer. I can't think of one, but he's like a famous bouncer mixed with a John Taffer from Bar Rescue.
Mm.
I know you're not a Bar Rescue guy, but what he does is he goes into bars and gets the staff in line and has meetings like they have in the original,
right,
where he sits all the entire staff down and tells them all what they're doing wrong and all what they need to do.
Right.
They actually show Patrick Swayze doing his job in the original.
Right.
He gets to the bar. The owner's like, what this guy says goes. If you don't like it, you're out of here.
Loved
and
that.
Then they have that great meeting scene.
Phenomenal.
When Patrick Swayze looks super hot in that black shirt.
You're out.
He's like, you.
Selling dope.
You're out. You're dealing. You're out. You know?
Loved that.
And he's like, nice. We are nice. They are mean to you. We are nice. They punch you. We are nice. Like, it's just such a great scene because it actually shows us, oh, this is what this guy does. He's good at his job.
This is why he was hired.
Jake Gyllenhaal, nothing.
No,
he sits at the bar and gets a drink and doesn't do shit.
He's not talking to the bartenders, really. He's not talking about, like, strategy.
Not
or,
one
hey,
meeting.
Anyone,
not one team meeting.
Dude, I would have loved that scene because I didn't, again, like we said, we started off, Mikey was saying, we're not the biggest Roadhouse guys.
Yes.
I watched Roadhouse just last night.
Yeah, we did reverse order, guys.
We
watched new, then went to old. That's why. So we didn't want to, but I think that was a way to go.
That's a great way to go.
Because if I watched the original and then watched this, I would have, probably turned it off, actually.
Sure. But just that one scene alone,
I
would have known that was in the first one.
I know.
Then I would say, guys, why is he not here? Because it's even going to make you like Jake even more.
And understand why he's there.
Why
like
is
you
he
said.
Here?
Like,
why are you here?
Why are you here? Like, then you get why he's here. But this one, they made him a UFC fighter. So they focused, he's just a fighter. He knows nothing about bars. He knows nothing about restaurants. Knows nothing about bouncing. He's just a fighter.
That's right. He's never done this before.
That's it. He's just a fighter. So it's like, why would you change that? Why wouldn't you make him John Dalton? Make him that this is what he does.
Dude.
This is what he does. He goes in and fixes roadhouses. Rowdy houses, as I used to call them.
I mean, we're not roadhouse guys. We're rowdy house guys.
Rowdy house guys. So I just need to point that out. But my point that I was making with the fighting, you can't have it both ways. So it's either you have every night random drunk people are getting into manufactured fights, which makes no sense regardless. It's so dumb.
So stupid.
So stupid. Either you have that or you have a criminal organization sending people in, ruining the bar, throwing glass everywhere and fighting people. You can't have both.
You can't have both.
You can't have both, bro.
Nope.
And they did both.
No, they thought that was the best way to go.
I go, which one is it?
I go,
is it rowdy patrons that are just fighting,
or
is it criminals coming in because they have a incentive? You can't have both. Would never happen is what I'm trying to say.
Nope.
It just because if criminals are going in there every night, fuck shit up, no patrons would go there.
No, you'd be dead. You'd be forced to sell.
That's it. They would see one fight and go, nope, I'm never coming back to fucking Roadhouse.
Yeah. Why is this place so popular?
That's my point.
I don't get it.
If criminals weren't coming in, then I'd get it. Because it's like, oh, it's a rowdy house like in the first one.
Right.
Where it's just bad motherfuckers want to go drink. They go to this Roadhouse.
Right.
They go to the Double Deuces or whatever the fuck it's called. That's where they go. They don't go to fucking Caribbean Roadhouse.
I know.
In this one, they go to Caribbean Roadhouse.
That's what they do.
And then, that first scene when the guys showed up on the motorcycles and then they walk in the bar. And then it was like bullies walking into a high school cafeteria.
Yes.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
They walked in and everything was pre-planned. Everything was like, everybody just stops. And then he just starts knocking glasses off the table.
Clean it up.
Grabs the pool stick. Just the shit that no one
this
does.
Never happened.
Like, nobody does that.
Nope.
So it was like you either have the criminals or you have random fights. You can't have it both ways.
They tried to spread it out and say, we can do it all.
It's a madhouse.
And guess what, Doug Liman? It's going to work, too. You'll make it work.
Trust me. We got Conor McGregor coming in an hour into this movie. It's going to work.
And he can act.
Oh, my God. He's the best actor in this movie.
I fucking hated that scene with the bikers, dude. Oh, dude.
I know. With the comedy, too.
Did this offend you?
Okay.
Because it offended me a little bit.
Oh, maybe.
Jake Gyllenhaal proceeds to beat the living shit out of these guys. Great, whatever, cool. No enhancement there. No enhancement.
No, the fight outside?
It was normal fight.
No, it was very quick.
And I would have loved to have seen that the whole movie, right?
Absolutely.
What does he do, Mikey? He puts them in a car.
Oh, yeah.
And takes them to the hospital.
To the hospital, yeah. That's supposed to be funny.
Not funny at all.
But that's supposed to be funny. Because he's like, hey, do you have insurance? Do you have dental insurance? He's like, oh, you're going to need it. You're the one that's going to need it. He's like, all right. And then he just fights. And he's like, I broke your arm. You're going to be okay. Da, 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 da. Can you get them to the hospital? We need to get them. And then cut. They're in the car. And I'm like, this is a joke. It's supposed to be funny.
It's not funny.
They're going for comedy in this thing. And I'm like, the tone is as mismatched as,
I don't know, man. Blacks and whites.
Sure. Back in 1950. There you go.
Not today, guys. Today, everyone's welcome, and we love everybody.
Exactly. So,
but that's the only, correct me if I'm wrong, though, the only reason to do that is to just introduce him to the nurse.
1,000%. To get him to the hospital.
How about this, dude? He just got stabbed 24 hours ago.
They already have a reason.
And it just, maybe it reopened.
After that fight, he lifts up his shit. He goes, ooh.
And then Janine or a colleague or
the
hot bartender takes him there.
The one who gets him breakfast. Yeah. Like, that's the only reason.
It was so gross.
I know.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about the food, guys. When she opens the food, the breakfast. Yeah.
First of all, who's eating at that piece of shit?
I'm not. But anyway, it's the only reason to get to the hospital. And then they introduce this fucking doctor, right?
Yeah.
I think she's a doctor.
She's a doctor. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sure.
Well, in the original, she's a doctor. That's the only reason why I'm saying it in this one. She was amazing.
I love that chick.
And guess how many more movies she was in after that?
One.
I have no idea. Probably zero because I've never seen her before in my life.
Somewhere else.
You're a liar.
No, I'm being serious, dude.
I've never seen her before, ever.
Drugstore Cowboy.
Oh,
dude.
I love that movie. Is she Matt Dillon's girlfriend in that?
I think so, yeah. She has dark hair. That's her.
Oh, that's why I didn't recognize her.
It's 1989.
Wow, same year. She was.
Oh, dude, she's in Charlie's Angels. Don't remember her at all.
The remake? Okay.
Yeah, the remake. Anyway, point is. That was like a. I could understand what she was saying in the first one. I knew what was going on. This one was like, so de vas, que quebra,
she followed him out for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
She follows him out.
Oh,
and
just
she
to
goes,
say, hey, thanks so much, asshole.
Exactly.
Now we have four more people to deal with.
What?
What did you say?
Now we have four more people to deal with.
Oh.
Are you saying you have four more people to deal with? Like, is that what you're saying, miss?
And also, wait, what happened to the Hippocratic Oath.
I know.
It's just like, we will take care of anybody who needs help. But you're like, no, not for me.
Not for me, okay?
Was she French? Was she Spanish? What was she?
I think Spanish, yeah. Or Creole. I don't know what that means, but. But anyway, yeah, it was just weird. Their connection didn't make sense. It just didn't vibe like in the first one, you know? And then he goes in and how cool in the original, dude, Patrick Swayze, when he's getting sewn up by the doctor, he has his medical files and he gives it to her.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a badass movie. She's like, you walk around with your medical files? She's like, you never know when you're going to need them, you know?
Because he always has to go.
Yeah, he has so much shit. Yeah, like all these fucking surgeries and shit wrong with him and
badass.
Shit. It was just a badass move. I'm like, I've never seen that in a movie. Like,
They could have just had Jake, like you said before, be the John Dalton from the first one.
Yep.
Working at a bar, and maybe like he's looking for a change, and maybe like his UFC picture's up on the wall, and the person who comes in is like, I remember you. You know, like, it just makes more sense.
He's past his prime.
Yes.
But in that one little bar, he's still kind of loved, but he's like, I need to get out of this place, like, 100%. Whatever. And then, boom, you got Frankie show up and go to a different, believable roadhouse, not a fucking... I don't even know what is indoor,
is
outdoor. What is this place?
Is it a resort?
I know.
What are we doing?
Do you have fucking property taxes on that shit, dude? Or wait, does Florida have property tax?
No, I think so.
Oh yeah, they just don't have income tax.
No, it's not income.
Yeah, she's no income
tax. Oh, I just figured out why it makes no sense that she would have 20 grand lying around.
Yeah.
Because she's paying out the 30 bands that play there.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Every day is a brand new band. The original is the same band. The blind guy.
100%.
Same band. Same guy. They're playing every day.
That's it.
We got a guy singing gospel. We got this. And everyone's fighting over the music. Like, I think maybe they just did that to be, like, more inclusive.
Oh, there was so much wasted time with music in this movie.
1,000%.
So much wasted screen time of just showing the bands play.
Ugh.
It was just annoying. I'm like, all right, now you have this white guy singing country or religious. Then you got the black kid. Then you got the black woman singing. That was the only good song of Sublime.
Yes.
I don't practice Santeria. It was horrible, though. Jesus Christ. Not because of her color or anything. It was just like a woman singing that kind of just doesn't do it.
Nah.
It's like if a guy sings Whitney Houston. Sure. It's like you just don't want to hear that.
No, leave that for the tits.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just weird hearing that.
Yeah, it's very, Mikey, and guess what? Guys, we're 22 minutes into this movie.
I know,
there's so many things that you're just going, this is
real. I have things that, so let's get to the crocodile scene. The fucking crocodile scene, the head bad guy, like, of the little thugs, comes to Jake Gyllenhaal's boat and tries to kill him with a shotgun.
It's laughable.
And Jake Gyllenhaal has a shotgun in his face, and he's still just... doesn't care.
Whatever.
But then he still tries to get it away. So it's like, do you want to live? Do you want to die?
It's not like he took it. It'd be more, but he took it and goes, go ahead. And just put it to his forehead.
Exactly. No. Right, he's like, do it. Fucking do it. You want to do it, huh? No, boom.
And then
it away.
You do the thing.
Exactly.
It's like, you don't
want to
do this.
UFC move. And then he gets him out. And then you throw in the water. And then, of course, crocodile comes. Starts. But it was just, my only note for the crocodile scene is crocodile scene made me laugh. That's what it, like, not in a good way.
No.
Like, the crocodile scene made me laugh because of how ridiculous it was. Right. Yeah. And then the next day, like, the cop, Jake Gyllenhaal is sitting on the dock with a towel over his thing. And I go, he didn't even go in the water.
Yeah, he's not a wounded
woman. Why does he have a towel?
What happened? He wasn't a battered lady who was like, they put that, you know, the aluminum foil over them or whatever. He just woke up, right? And like, it seems like he just kind of went to bed and then the cops came.
Dude, he's not a wounded woman. That's exactly right.
Wounded women get covered by the cops.
Of course,
he should
man.
Be like, no, I'm good. I mean, it sucks what I mean, yeah, a guy died
and shit.
But he tried
to
kill me, motherfucker.
Exactly. He tried to kill me. I didn't go in the water. I'm not soaking wet. Why do you have a towel around me? And I'm sitting on the dock all like freezing and lonely.
Mikey.
It was so weird.
Sitting on the dock of the bay. That's what he was doing that scene.
Sitting on the dock of in the bay.
Sitting on a dock in the bay.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
Otis Redding.
Oh, song, I do. If I heard it, I'd know it.
Okay.
Guys, I hate music if you didn't.
And especially from black singers.
Yeah. Well, you know. So then we go to the boss. The main boss, right?
Yeah, Billy
on the
Madison,
yacht.
Who plays Brant.
I like him, though.
I like the actor.
He was like one of the shining stars of this movie.
I agree.
Because I go, he's having fun. He's a good actor. The only thing I know him from is that movie Game Night.
Right.
That's, I like.
Oh, you know what else? He's the dickhead, like, gym-going guy in the Black Mirror episode, U.S. Callister.
Yes, there you go. Sorry. But yeah, so he's a working actor,
sure.
But I just like, oh, that's a guy from Game Night. Okay, but he plays it great.
He does this guy good.
Great, with the shaving and the first thing, and he's like, keep going. And, and then he just keeps fucking yelling at him and shit.
He plays that guy fun.
Fine, he was fun. He was just a fun character like that.
I agree.
Anytime he would show up, I would like... like, okay, something's gonna happen. Like, I just liked his character.
Sure.
He played it well. So we introduce him, and maybe it's just a thing nowadays, because I watched a movie that we'll talk about on our other podcast, Two Double Soap Fiends, guys. Click the link in the description.
Your money.
It'll be episode 593, so I don't know if it'll be out yet. But I just watched, like, a new crime movie that was somewhere. It's on Hulu or something. Mm-hmm. And the group of criminals, it's always, like, a black guy. A Spanish guy,
right?
A white dude, then like a Spanish guy with dreads. It's just like never, like, and that's not how it's the mafia. It's all Italian guys,
right.
You know?
Right.
You go to fucking South Central, it's all black guys.
Yep.
You go to, you know, the border, it's M13,
right? Sure,
MS13.
Yeah.
Like, gangs usually aren't multicultural.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
It just doesn't add up.
It doesn't feel real.
No.
So when all these, like, this giant black dude, then, like, the main guy who's, like, half Spanish, then you have the funny guy, like, little Pedro was supposed to be, like, the funny guy.
Mo.
Like, it doesn't, and then, like, a random white dude.
Sure.
It doesn't feel like they're real.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Mikey, I couldn't agree more.
There's
no threat.
Just make it one race. That's all I'm saying, guys.
I don't care what race it is.
No.
Just make it the same.
All black guys. All white guys.
You're right. It feels like central casting.
Yes.
Oh, cool. We covered all the aspects, and here we got different looking people.
Exactly. And it doesn't feel like that's how real criminal organizations work, because that's just not how they work. I'm sorry. It's just not how they work.
They're all always the same race.
Of course they are, man. That's just how it works.
Guys, go look at any documentary.
It's how it works, man.
It's just how it is. I'm with you. To be honest, I don't like that guy, Mo.
No, he was horrible in this movie.
Every movie he's in, he's horrible that movie. Role. He's trying to be like the comic funny guy.
Every role.
And I go, you know what? 15 years ago, this was probably...
Michael Pena.
Dude, 100%.
But this guy is funny in one movie, and I can't think of it, but he's the gay dude in one movie.
Oh.
Where he's like, super like feminine, and he's like, oh, come on, how you doing? Like,
now that's funny.
He's hilarious.
See, I get
on
board with that.
And I don't know what movie it is. I'm sure you guys can look it up, but he's the comic relief in that, but he's like super gay, and it's funny. Not because he's gay, but just his character is funny, guys. Yeah, exactly.
But in this, he was supposed to be that comic relief in the group, and I'm like, I don't even want this.
This guy does not, in real life, this guy is not part of this gang.
No, he's not.
This is not a criminal.
Nope.
This is a stand-up comedian.
Nope.
He's not a criminal.
Yeah,
it was just
stupid.
So dumb, man.
Make them all, make
him scary.
Make him five scary black dudes,
yes!
And then you have the one good-looking, you know, Hitler would have loved the blue-eyed, blonde, white guy.
Or you have, like, the light-skinned black guy with, like, the green or blue eyes that, like, pierces Jake Gyllenhaal's soul.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And he's, like, 5 inches taller than him, 20 pounds of muscle bigger than him, and he's just scarier than him, you know?
Yeah, you get, like, the guy, like, in Creed 2, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
like,
I never seen Creed 2.
You never saw it?
No, Mikey,
I thought you did.
I'm not a Creed guy.
I think I stopped it.
I think they were in the apartment, and then I just stopped it. Like him and what's her name?
Yeah, the black chick.
Yeah, from Thor. They were in the apartment. I'm like, I'm over this. It was like 10 minutes into the movie. I go, I'm done. I'm done with this.
Oh, so you didn't see him fight? What's it, Dolph Lundgren's son?
Oh, I did watch
you,
it.
You watched
you're
it.
Right.
You didn't watch three. I didn't
you're
watch
right.
three either. Anyway,
right.
Move past
okay.
it, whatever. But I feel you, though. But
yes.
No, but that guy, Magnuson, whatever the fuck his name
yes.
is, yeah, he played that part well. But I hated the group of guys. And then, dude, the next day or like sometime soon after, it's the same group, but it's only like three of them.
Yeah.
And they're causing that ruckus outside of like a convenience store, but it's not even that big a deal.
No.
And then the girl who Jake Gyllenhaal, you know, is like the new brother to basically of the bookstore.
Yep.
She goes out there with a bat. And I'm like, well, they weren't even harassing you.
I know. Why are they? It's just too convenient that, like, oh, now all of a sudden they're just... At first, I thought it was different guys that were fucking with the convenience store. And I'm like, this is great.
And then I go, oh, no, it's the same fat black guy.
Makes
and
no
he
sense.
Has like a, he has, like, a scar.
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, they're the guys who fought the Jilly.
So is this what they do every second of every day? Like, if they're... I get why they're running the Roadhouse, because it's explained. Oh, property.
Sure.
But why the convenience store?
I don't know.
Literally, Frankie's like, I'm the last one holding out. I'm the only one holding out. Then why are they terrorizing the convenience store?
Right.
Makes no sense.
I don't get it.
So dumb. So you're right. It should have been different criminals.
Yes. Why is it the same crowd?
And then you get introduced. I just wrote it down, guys. I'm going to tell you exactly what I wrote down.
Please,
I wrote down four words.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, five words. Conor McGregor intro scene. Retarded. Those are my notes, guys, for the Conor McGregor intro scene.
I jump out the window and look back to the girl I just banged.
Is that a line in this movie?
No, I'm just saying what he did.
Oh, okay.
No,
because it was
stupid.
So stupid. A guy jumped, they're cut to some random country,
so
Italy
random.
Or Rome, or the fuck
so
they
random.
Are. Rome is in Italy. But he's running out naked. I'm like, okay, naked. All right,
naked
fine.
McGregor, sure.
And then he goes to that little festival thing, and he's like, oh, you're the right fit, eh? You know, and then just like cuts, and he's wearing the shit, and there's like fireworks and fires going on.
This guy just literally burned a city down to get a jacket. One jacket, Mikey, to not be naked anymore as I walk like this.
Dude, the walk, Mikey.
Can we
talk about the walk?
The walk is all he did. The walk is Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor is the walk.
No one told him to do that.
No one told him.
Doug Liman is not going up to Conor McGregor and saying, hey, man, this is how you should walk. Conor McGregor just goes, this is how I'm going to walk,
hey. Fucking walk.
Yeah, this is how
I think
I walk.
That's just how he walks.
Well, like... Yeah,
like
sure.
Into a ring when he's out in public and people
when
are taking
performing.
Photos. Yeah.
When he's on, that's how he's walking.
Right.
But if he's just like at his house, he's not walking like that. But for some reason.
Arms out and
but
fucking.
It's every step.
It's every scene. It's every step.
Every step he takes, he's walking like that. And I got so sick of it after 10 minutes.
I got so sick of that, but I also got sick of the fact that Mikey, he never stops smiling.
Mikey, never.
The entire movie, never. Any line he delivered was, oh,
was
yeah?
like this.
Oh, guess what? I'm gonna fucking stomp ya.
How's that sound, eh?
Yeah.
I talked to your daddy, old boy.
Where the fuck is everybody? It's always a smile.
Always and smiling.
It's like, he's not an actor.
Yeah, but like we've seen people who are not actors come in and do a good job. It's not an excuse that he's not an actor.
I totally agree.
It doesn't. I have to fault this movie for casting Conor McGregor in this role. Right. I just have to. And it's doubly dumb because.
That's a great bar name.
Doubly dumb.
It's a great bar name.
Doubly dumb.
Phenomenal name.
Okay. We'll so I have to fault them because not only do they cast the biggest UFC star in the last 20 years, but they cast him in a movie that actually has UFC in the world of the movie. So it makes us just immediately not buy that this is a character.
Right.
Because if they just leave the UFC out, it adds more to the illusion. Sure. Then you buy that this is actually a guy in this universe.
Absolutely.
But since we've already seen UFC logos and UFC matches, flashbacks, UFC is on our brain.
Totally.
Subconsciously. So when we see Conor McGregor, we just see him as Conor McGregor. So it's such a dumb thing for me. It was such a bad decision. Like, you can't do both.
No.
Can't cast a UFC fighter and then also have a UFC theme in the movie. Right. And then he's not a UFC fighter in the movie.
No. Nope.
Make him a UFC fighter in the movie. That would have made sense.
An old foe.
Mikey, when they were fighting at the end, I go, imagine if they actually, because I think one of my last notes is.
Imagine if they actually cared about this movie.
Well, I go, why are they fighting? The son's dead.
The son is dead. He killed him.
The son's dead. Conor McGregor killed the main boss's son, who he's there to work for.
Yeah, and what does
you think
he care?
That main boss cares anymore if Jake Gyllenhaal's dead?
No.
Conor McGregor just killed his son.
Son, yeah. So why
he's gonna
even,
be pissed as fuck?
Right. Why even?
Why are they even fighting? There's no stakes. There's no emotion when they're fighting at the
That's
end.
A good point. Yeah.
Imagine, like you said, imagine if they were foes. If they had fought in the UFC and Conor McGregor ended Jake Gyllenhaal's career by busting his knee or something like that. That would be it's so simple, writes itself.
Now
dude.
There's a fucking well done steak in the script.
A well done steak.
There was no fucking. Mikey, there was no
steaks.
Always smiling.
So yeah, that ever since when he got. And then I just, my next note after that was probably 10 minutes later. I said, dude, what the fuck is going on? That's my note with 10 exclamation points.
Because that happens a
question
lot.
Question marks. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Look, Connor and Jake make for a great poster. We get that.
Of course.
We get that. But you don't need him to be the main bad guy, per se. You can just have him be someone that he defeated. Like, it doesn't even matter. He doesn't have to be in the... He was in the movie too much.
Yes, and if he's in the movie too much, make him, like we said, have an actual storyline and stakes so that he ended Jake Gyllenhaal's career.
Right.
So there's actually beef and history between them.
Yeah.
So when they're fighting at the end, we're on the edge of our seats like, holy shit, is Jake Gyllenhaal going to get his redemption and actually get back at the guy who ended his career and force him to be in this situation right now?
Right.
Instead, they have zero connection. 3 days before, they had no idea who each other were.
No problem.
No clue.
Yep.
So it's annoying. It's really annoying, man.
Hated Mikey.
Well, who?
When Connor, in his scene where he comes in to bust up the bar.
Yep.
When he rips the fence open.
Oh.
It looked so bad.
Right to the camera. That was so bad.
It was almost like he wanted to say here's Johnny, but it was
how
even
are
worse.
We? He said something stupid, man. Yeah.
I don't like the music tonight or something stupid, dude.
Yeah.
It was
so bad.
Awful. And then.
I haven't been clubbing in a while. He's holding a golf cup, guys. And right before they go in, he's like, I haven't been clubbing in a while. I go, this movie.
How much do you think they paid him for this, in all seriousness?
Like $1 million, maybe?
Connor, you think out of
Yeah. I think he just wanted to be in the movie. Like, he just wants to, you know. It's like Post Malone. Like, they didn't pay Post Malone to be in this movie.
No.
Everybody just wants to, be in movies.
Oh, I'm in the new Roadhouse.
If you're Jake Gyllenhaal movie. If Jake Gyllenhaal wasn't in this movie, Conor McGregor would not be doing this movie.
That's a good point.
No question. But once you hear Jake Gilly, because they're doing all the press tour now,
100%.
Or they were 3 weeks ago.
He was everywhere.
It was them two doing the press tour together. Right. So, you know, it just boosts Conor McGregor up. So I don't think they paid him a lot of money to do this at all.
Look, again, good poster. Terrible decision, though, overall.
The poster makes it, I thought there was going to be like active UFC fighting in this movie. Like it wasn't just his past. It wasn't just his future. Maybe he got back into the UFC. Sure, like I didn't know what it was going to be.
Right.
But it's just that he killed someone who he was kind of friends with. We don't know.
Yeah, right, right.
Back during a UFC match because he punched him too many times in the head.
The guy was like, he was your friend, right? Or like he was your brother.
That's the only line. It's like he was your friend.
It's from our main villain. First main villain. Yeah,
exactly.
Too many characters, too many villains.
Too many villains, absolutely.
Dude, the girl's dad, the dirty sheriff.
Oh, forget it. One of the worst characters.
What? I was like, wait, who is the other two bad
cops. Cut those guys out of the movie, man.
Cut out that entire plot.
I know. There's way too much going on.
Too much, dude. The drug trade, the fucking boss. I didn't know which boss was what boss at what point. Like, I was just confused. Maybe I was just dumb.
Of course, they fucking go to arrest Jake Gyllenhaal, and then they put, like, the gun to his head and stuff, and then out of nowhere, the daughter just runs up, and she's like, Dad, what are you doing? And I'm like, where the fuck did she come from?
And how do you know?
And then I'm like, of course, it's her dad.
It's her dad.
Are you fucking...
Oh, you mean the doctor?
Yeah,
the doctor who has a degree from wherever, or his dad's a fucking dirty sheriff in a small piece of shit town?
The timing, it's too contrived. Nothing connects, man. Just... Nothing connects. You're not hooked into anything in this movie. And no one acts like a human.
Nope.
That's the biggest part for me, is that nobody acts like a human in this movie. The black girl, Frankie, she doesn't act like a bar runner, someone who runs a bar.
Nope.
You see her doing no business, doing nothing during the... Guys, go watch episode of Bar Rescue, see how much a bar owner does.
Sure.
They got to do a lot of shit every fucking night.
She's just up in her office.
Mikey, she's like the fucking Joker, just looking over everything. Just, how you doing?
Yeah,
how you
doing? Fine.
It's my fucking joint. Yeah. It's my joint.
It was my uncle's and dad's or whatever.
Whatever it was, yeah. But no, just every like action doesn't... It doesn't feel like a human would do these things.
You don't buy the bartender?
She might be the only real human kind of person in this. She felt like a real human. Yeah. She wouldn't be hired for that job, but, you know, she just felt like a real human. But the people making all these weird decisions, like no one acted humanly in this. I was just like, this is such, you feel like you're, the best way to say it is you feel like you're watching a movie.
100%.
You never feel like you're watching something real, which is the only illusion that you have to do when you're making a movie.
Did you care about anyone in this movie?
No.
And that sucks.
I didn't care about anyone.
I watched the original, and I cared for Dalton.
Mikey, forget it. I cared for, Sam Elliott?
Oh,
dude?
Sam Elliott.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, dude.
Are you fucking joking?
I love seeing him on screen. I had no clue he was going to be in it.
Yeah, and they're calling him old man. I'm like...
He's like 39.
Well, he was probably in his 40s there.
For sure, for sure.
But I'm like, I know Sam Elliott as an old guy.
100%.
I go, but in 1989, they were calling him old guy.
I know, it's crazy.
I go, that's fucking nuts,
dude.
That's
almost 40
he was
years
about
ago.
Like 43 years old,
yeah,
you know what I'm
like,
saying?
All
like,
whatever.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. I'm like, the boss is like 60.
The
like,
boss
the bad
is old
guy.
As fuck.
I'm like, and
dude, that guy is old as fuck.
Old as
he was
fuck,
also kind of miscast, too.
So miscast. Yeah. But it was the 80s,
no,
dude. Yeah, limited choices.
They made it work, dude. But I cared so much about John Dalton.
So
much. And I just cared for like I cared for the bar owner in that. Not because he's white.
Absolutely.
I just cared for the situation more. They did a better job of like building like this bar's in trouble. See, that's what happened is that the bar doesn't feel in trouble after a while because of all the shit that Jake
Fast and Furious. It turns into a Fast and Furious
movie. You go, oh yeah, the bar. All right,
the bar.
Whatever.
Oh, wait, the bar. Oh, yeah, wait, shit, there is a bar.
I didn't want that. Dude, I felt so much. Oh my God, I felt so much for, in the original, the guy who owns the little fucking convenience store.
Oh, forget it.
Oh,
Red?
Dude, it blew up.
You're talking
like,
about
Red? I almost had a tear, dude. I go, no, the
hardware store?
No, hardware store.
Oh, dude, forget it.
I go, no.
Forget it.
And this, who's our Red?
Who's the Red in this? The bookstore owner that we see two times.
Yeah, I guess.
Mikey, we see him two times.
Didn't care.
Literally two times. We see his daughter probably three or four, but we see him actually two times. It's fucking crazy. So
man, they missed out. They didn't bring in the things they should have from the original.
No, not at all. The original's a nice, small, low-budget movie that was kind of lightning in a bottle, and it had a life of its own, and then it just kind of became a cult classic, and that's it. Don't touch it. Leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fun watch. It still holds up.
Yeah,
guys,
dude,
I
was entertained last night.
If you have not seen the original Roadhouse, go watch it. It's
absolutely.
On somewhere. It's on Max, maybe?
I think I watched it.
Well, I'm saying it's somewhere, guys. So
it's out there.
Yeah.
You can find it, yeah.
So
you are right, Max. Sorry.
Here we go, Max.
Okay.
So let's get to this scene. In the flashback scene, when they show him actually kill the guy that he's fighting.
Yeah.
I just wrote this down. I don't know if you... Did you notice anything weird about that scene?
Can't really say I did.
Dude, it's like movie making wise, sound effects wise. I don't know why it's so funny they did this, because I'm like, it's so dumb.
What you notice, dog?
In the flashback, when he kills his opponent, the medical staff, they like show Jake Gyllenhaal punching or whatever, and then it cuts, and then you see Jake Gyllenhaal's face is at the camera, and everything's happening behind him in the ring. The guy's laying down. Mm-hmm. There's like medical staff that are like attending to him, mm-hmm. and then you just hear like sirens in the background, and I'm just like. Like, I get what you're trying to do because, like, someone's in hurt and there's, like, medical staff going to someone. I go, but there's no ambulance in the arena.
Yeah, they never drive one in.
I know. I'm like, there's no ambulance in the arena. Oh. But, like, you see what they were trying to do of, like, if someone's hurt and getting attended to by, like, paramedic medical staff, you're going to play, like, sirens. But, guys, think about it. Would there be sirens going off?
Nope.
In a UFC arena?
No.
Like, no way, dude. No,
absolutely not.
So it was just a stupid thing that... was a nice little microcosm of the movie of just like, yeah, of course, there's sirens going on in a UFC arena.
Yep. The sound mixer, sound designer goes, no. People get it.
It's the emotion. It's the emotion of it. That's it.
This guy's hurt. Might be dead.
It's the emotion of it, dude. There's sirens.
Just, put it in.
Anytime there's paramedics or something, it's got to be sirens. How'd they get there?
It's so loud. It penetrates the Coliseum.
Penetrated. Everybody's
20,
screaming. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's dumb.
So it was
just,
it was really, really, really stupid. Yeah.
But he killed that guy. You know, and like, but like, you know, shit happens in the ring, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
He felt guilty, sure, you know.
They could have cut, sorry to interrupt you, they could have cut like so many of like the corrupt cop plot lines. Oh. They could have cut a bunch of other plot lines out and built flashbacks and built the relationship between him and the black guy that he kills.
Yes.
And then the movie would have felt more weighty and better. 100%. If they actually showed them,
as
like
brothers.
Training together.
Yeah, 100%.
Training together. Keep saying brothers. He just said
they
friends.
Said friend. Brother.
Yeah, they
were brothers.
They were brothers in arms, but he killed them. So.
He did kill them.
But anyway.
You're right.
It was just weird hearing the sound.
They should have cut 20 minutes of the movie. The movie's too long.
It's way too long.
And if you cut out, dude, I hated the sheriff and the... Look, you already have the daughter.
Yeah.
You don't need a daughter's dad.
No,
like,
you don't.
You're just like, wait, what?
Too connected. It's too convenient. Enough. So let's get to the ending. This end meeting, right? Jake Gyllenhaal finds the money, right? And he hides the money.
Yep.
And then he like kills one cop, right?
Dude, he killed that cop.
And then the next cop he doesn't kill. I'm like,
oh yeah.
And he doesn't kill him for a joke.
No.
For a joke in the movie. That's the only reason, remember? Because
The guy on the beach.
Yeah, he thinks he's gonna get killed. And he's like, nope. He's like, you probably won't remember any of this, you know. Says something about like a concussion. You rarely remember the last 5 minutes. Or boom, and then he hits him. And then like 2 minutes later, someone's telling Jake Gyllenhaal, "Oh yeah, they found the cop on the beach. He said you were talking about something about a concussion or something like that." And I'm like, "You literally had a human do something that a human would not do. If you killed one cop, you're killing the other cop.
You're not going to let the next one live.
If you're a killer, you're a killer.
Yeah,
it just makes no sense.
No.
You sacrificed common sense." For a dumb joke.
Right.
And that's a perfect example of why this movie's not good, is because that's exactly what they did.
It was so dumb, and I couldn't believe the words coming out of the person's mouth when they said that. Oh, yeah, the cop said something about you.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Concussion? I'm like...
Wait, what was the point of all this then?
I go, that's the point? I go...
So stupid.
For a joke? That's why he didn't kill him? I go, that's so dumb.
You killed you're killing that cop.
He like to pop, 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 and just like shoots him right in front of the guy. Like,
hard.
It
was hard. And Mikey. I'll just knock you out.
I know.
Wait, what? How about blow his fucking brain?
Yeah,
dude,
this guy just saw you.
This guy saw more.
He just saw you.
If anything, this guy's way worse to have alive. Fuck that, dude. This is probably number one, is killing this cop. But
it's ridiculous.
It's fine, but you know what? Because he's probably dirty. And he's probably under the guise of my girlfriend's dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, they have a ploy where the main girl, Jake Gyllenhaal's love interest, goes missing. She gets kidnapped by the bad guy. And the father's like, Jake, we must go. Come with me now.
He's Japanese.
Yeah, he's Japanese now. Come. And he goes, So Jake Gyllenhaal kind of gives him a look, and I'm like, yeah, you better give him a look, because this guy's lying his balls off.
Yeah.
You called something out in the last movie we watched. I forgot what it was. You were like, oh, I called it stop motion. You're like,
motion,
I knew the girl was her. And I'm like, I called that this guy was lying. I just knew it immediately.
Yeah.
I go, his daughter's not missing. I go, this what's his incentive to say that his daughter is kidnapped and for him to all of a sudden have a 180 turn?
Right.
There's no incentive.
No, zero incentive.
I go, he's just tricking Jake.
Yep.
But Jake knew this. He knew this. Good. But look at his plan. What was his plan when he went to go to the yacht? So he has to meet them on the yacht to save the girl by bringing the money that he stole.
Right.
That was is going to be you that the main bad guy needs, or else he's basically, fucked.
Like a loan,
exactly. Right? Yeah. He's fucked. He needs his money.
He needs his money. Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal takes it and hides it. Exchange the girl for the money. It's easy as that.
Right.
But like his, so I'm like, all right, what's his plan going to be? You know what I'm saying? And his plan is so dumb.
It's so stupid.
It's so dumb, dude.
Let me just blow up the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Let me the little boat that I come there with, I'm going to just plant explosives, see what happens.
Guess what? Maybe we all die.
Who knows?
Maybe the girl
maybe
dies.
Maybe I blow up the girl.
Yeah.
She's underneath. Maybe who she's knows? Right next to the yeah. boat underneath
dude,
there.
She could have been 5 feet away and be yeah. decapitated.
A piece of glass goes right in her fucking
but
neck.
No, we'll just see. You're right. At that point, he had no idea where she was.
No idea. And that's my point, is he just blows up a boat next to the yacht and just was like, oh, hopefully just chaos happens.
And then we can escape.
And then I can just go down there and get her out of wherever she is. Just all too convenient. Everything's too convenient.
But dude, how about the kidnap thing, though? The father says she's missing, but then he was like, no, we actually didn't kidnap her. Or she's not actually missing. And then our main guy goes no, we actually did.
Yeah, he actually did.
Again, another not funny joke, though.
And it's for a joke, because Jake Gyllenhaal goes... When the sheriff says, we didn't kidnap her, Jake Gyllenhaal goes, ooh, double cross. And then the boss goes, actually, we did kidnap her. And then Jake Gyllenhaal goes, ooh, double cross. And I'm like, it's just like, they just do that for a one-line joke.
So many fat Midwestern people
were laughing
in the US
at that.
Were dying.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, and that's like, what they made it for.
And Jake Gyllenhaal just did, again, he's not acting like a human in this. No. Like, no human would act like this.
He doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
But, like, he's supposed to.
Exactly.
About this girl.
He cares, but he doesn't care. No. He cares so much about the bar, but on the surface, he doesn't care. Yeah, exactly. It's just so weird. Nothing makes sense. What he's saying, you think he doesn't care, but what he's doing makes him the most caring person in the world. 100%. It's so dumb, dude.
Did John Dalton care about Red?
Bro.
You serious?
He was devastated.
That's what I'm saying,
about
dude.
Red.
He cared about
everything.
He cared about the bar owner. He cared about the fucking people behind the bar. Keith Davids is in it.
Keith Davids is in it.
He's a bartender. He's a black bartender who gets hired after they get rid of the first guy.
Is he really?
Oh, holy shit, Keith Davids.
Oh, yeah, you're
right. We were just talking about
it.
That's crazy.
You're right. You are right.
Anyway, sorry. But anyway,
So then the boat blows up.
The plan is so stupid.
So stupid.
And then, let me go Titanic style. Let me go down and get the girl.
Exactly.
And she's trying to break her way out, and then they get out.
The guy's a gun, breaks the thing, and then they get out. And then all of a sudden, what do you see? Conor McGregor flying in on a fucking little raft
dinghy thing.
Just come. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, why?
I go, why is Conor McGregor still invested in this? He should realize this is way too...
There's too much shit going on.
There's too much shit going on now.
I had to break up this bar and possibly kill
Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, exactly. I had to go kill Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. That was my only mission. Now, there's corrupt cops involved. There's boats blown up. It's just he doesn't have the incentive to still be there,
I'd
guess.
I'd like to more if he put on he took off his sunglasses and went, I'm fucking out of here. I go, all right, see you. Thanks, Connor.
That's
like,
way better.
Way cooler than what
way better.
He ends up being, like the Terminator, dude.
He literally becomes the main bad guy.
Yeah.
So then they get chased, and they're having the chase on the boat, Mikey.
Oh.
So at one point in this last chase, Gyllenhaal crashes. So there's on the boat, and then the dinghy's on. So he like climbs on the dinghy, which is so dumb. The physics in this thing make no sense. But Gyllenhaal, when he crashes the boat at the end,
and then
he climbs on to the boat, and then like flips up like
dude,
a fucking
that
ninja.
Was CG enhanced like the fights. It was the same exact CG.
It was Spider-Man. It was from the Amazing Spider-Man. It was just a CG Spider-Man grabbing the boat and climbing up on it.
Physics
was like,
don't matter.
Physics do not matter.
Physics mattered in the first fucking one, by the way. It did.
Oh, of course it did. It was all real.
Roadhouse
was fucking
real.
CGI. It was all old white dudes fighting, man. Yeah, of course.
But yeah, this
so that was
so
dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah, and then you
get back to the roadhouse
and fight. The boat flies into it, and then you have the big climax fight.
Yeah, and who's our guy? Oh, sorry, I'm on the wrong roadhouse. I'm an idiot.
Conor McGregor, dude.
Yeah, no. I was gonna say though, but Billy Magnuson, who plays Brant.
Brant, yeah.
He like thinks he has a shot to kill our boy Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, with a fucking harpoon gun or something like that.
Yeah, and he fires and it goes doink.
Yep.
Again, another not funny joke.
Not funny.
This movie's filled of like 13-year-old wrote the script.
The tone's all over the place. The tone is all over the
place.
Tone
loc is everywhere in this fucking movie. But Conor McGregor takes it upon himself to, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, he
kills. For whatever reason, right?
Kills him because he's like, I've had enough of you.
Yeah.
And then he just like snaps his neck.
He's leprechaun.
Yeah, he's leprechaun.
He's leprechaun.
He snaps his neck. And then Conor and
Jake
have this, you know, fight.
There's some fight, and, it mostly looked like shit. The only thing I liked about the fight was at the very end, just how Jake stabbed him.
Me too. Cool. I agree with that. With the little pieces of barstool and shit like that. Yeah, cool.
But before that, it's like body slam, CGI stuff, weird camera
Connor
moves.
Just going like this.
His fucking arms out again. Yeah. They're always out.
Always out.
And then he kills Connor.
Yes. Connor McGregor. Kills him. That's what we think. And then he says to the girl, you know, they like, the corrupt cop comes in. He's like, you must go. I will cover you.
He's Splinter.
I'm trying to tell you.
You're good now.
And then the girl looks at him and she's like, go.
Yeah.
That's it. And then their plot line.
It's over.
Completely done.
No, I thought I was in love with you.
No, nothing.
No, we're out.
Nothing. And then boom, goes to the bookstore. Because obviously that's where the bus stop is, so he has to go there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and then says goodbye to the girl, the cute albino girl.
I gotta go now.
Yeah, she was like, what race was she?
Here's what it was: white mom, black dad, but some weird type of alopecia or something.
See, I think it's white alopecia.
You know,
albinism,
whatever.
I think it's a ginger mom and a black guy.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
That makes sense.
Because her hair was like reddish and curly. She had freckles.
I can see that.
So that's what I would say. But she's your perfect diversity hire right there.
100%.
Perfect. Like, you're just like, oh, she's ethnic enough to be like, yeah, we got our diversity quota for this month. Absolutely.
Sure.
And she was cute. She was fine.
She was fine enough.
Yeah.
She's better than the fucking bar owner.
Oh, absolutely.
Bar owner sucks.
Yes. And there's never any. And then she's like, I'm like, do you know how much damage was just caused to that bar?
Oh my.
I go, why didn't Jake Gyllenhaal leave like 50 grand to the bar owner?
Yeah, like, hey,
fix your
bar. Fuck you.
Yeah, like a boat is in this bar. And then they just make a joke when they're sweeping. They're like, someone comes in and like, are you guys open? And she's just sweeping, like, yeah, we're always open. And then just like, oh, everything's gonna be fine.
Oh,
you have a
really?
Boat in your bar.
Place has gone to shit. No one's coming in there for a long time except for this idiot.
Yeah.
There's no more fights. No more bans.
So stupid.
But let me leave the, like, I don't know how much money it was. What was it? 10 million? I don't even know how much money
it was.
Yeah,
five million. Whatever.
Sure.
It was a big trunk full of money.
Let me leave it for our black guy who we saw for 4 seconds.
Yep. Because your store got burned down by the corrupt criminals.
Sure. And now they have some money. And guess what? Jake's just on a bus out.
That's it.
That is it.
He comes into town. The town gets way worse, except for a father and a daughter who make a lot of money. Everybody else dies, fires.
Dude, you can argue that Jake Gyllenhaal came into town and made it way worse.
He's the villain. He's literally the villain.
He's the villain, dude. He's the villain.
And the thing they were trying to do with the bookstore girl kept calling it like a Western. They were trying to have these like themes of like, oh, it's like a Western.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, it was too meta for me. It was like, all right, he's coming
like
into town.
Western,
like, a mystery Western.
Mystery
now
Western.
It's more like a mystery Western. And he's like, yeah, I think so. Can I use your computer? I don't know how to work these things.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, dude, it's 2024. Stop, dude.
What year is it?
Yeah, like Jake Gyllenhaal's like 42. Like,
you don't use a computer.
You know how to use a computer, man.
You're in the UFC. You're not a fucking idiot.
I know. Well, maybe he is now. Donk, donk, donk.
Yeah,
you know?
CTA, Brandon Schaub.
But again, my last note just says, if in that last fight, there is zero motivation to fight each other. They should just be like, you know, whoa, wait,
hey,
hold on.
It's over.
The son's dead here. Let's just not kill each other. One of us is dead.
Yeah, I'm leaving town.
So I'm leaving. Yeah, like, we're good.
Good luck, guys.
Conor McGregor, if he was after the money, it's a different story.
Sure, but no, it's not.
Conor McGregor had no idea about the money.
He had one directive, kill Jake Gyllenhaal. No matter what happens to
you
kill him. He could be 90, make sure he's dead.
But he was doing it for the dad.
Yeah,
but once Conor McGregor kills the son... The dad's gonna kill Conor McGregor.
Yeah, keep killing Jake Gyllenhaal.
Exactly. That's what he went against his boss. That's my point. He should have never killed the son, because then it would at least had a little motivation as to why he's still killing Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
It just was dumb. You should have had Jake kill the son.
110%.
Just dumb.
But nope, it was Conor.
Dumb. Yep. So that's why it just feels empty. There's no personal beef. There's no history. Just that whole final fight could have meant so much. Because it was like, very intense, very in your face. It could have meant so much, and it just didn't.
Yeah, there was no stake at all.
Nothing.
So, didn't care. It was light. No one gave a shit.
And then Chili's on a bus.
He's out.
He's going to next town to burn down a bar.
He's
going to
fuck up some other people's lives.
That's it.
But then we get, Conor McGregor.
You get a fucking hospital.
Let his ass breathe like Frank.
Bro, they zoom in. They literally zoom in on his ass.
Yeah.
Like, it's like his ass cheeks take up like the whole screen. Yep. It's like insane
then
to me.
And they walk away because guess what? Roadhouse fucking 2.
I'm not dead, eh?
They're not. They better not make
it. Oh, no, I'm not making another one. Yeah, no way. Well, Mikey, this movie's getting panned.
Yeah.
Like, all the YouTube reviewers that I watch, they're like, no, I don't know. I haven't seen or talked to one person who actually liked this movie.
Me neither.
This is for the Fast and Furious crowd.
100%.
I'm sorry if you like Fast Furious, guys. Not the original. I'm talking about like Fast Furious 7 or 8 or 9.
Midwest fat white people.
Sure. This is what they're like. They just want to turn their brain off and not and like watch a couple scenes, then check their phone for 10 minutes,
sure.
then go back to it. Just easy to follow.
Right.
No, nothing complex.
Nope.
And that, but the original's like that. But it's done well.
Totally.
Like, it's just a simple story, simple movie, simple stakes, simple Simon.
Simple Jack.
That's all you have to do.
Right.
So they're both, I'm not saying the original is this complex movie, but just it's good.
Yeah.
And it's fucking almost 40 years old.
I know.
And it still holds up way better than what they just made.
Absolutely.
What they sunk, whatever, $40 million, however much they put
in this
movie.
At the end of the day, why?
Yeah, why? Yeah. A name. It's a name.
It's the name. It's Jake Gyllenhaal, and you can get away with it, right? I'm sure this got a lot of eyeballs on it this past weekend.
Mikey, it's and especially because it's free. If there's a theaters, probably would have. And I think that's why they did that. I think that's why Amazon bought this, because I think if this was in theaters, it would have lost so much fucking money.
Yeah.
But if Amazon buying it, it gets a lot more eyeballs on it, and it's just, it's like a. Instead of losing millions upon millions of dollars, your studio sold it to Amazon, you know?
And there's a fuck ton of people, myself included, I have not switched out of ad Amazon yet.
What?
So people,
what, Mikey? It's like $2 a month.
No, I've been lazy to go do it. I don't know. I just never.
It just says yes or no.
No, that was the first time.
It never asked you again?
No, it has not asked me
again. Oh, God.
So my point is, though, they love it because now they're getting ad revenue for the 40 million people that probably watch this
exactly.
this past weekend, too.
I'm going to save $5 a month because I don't want to watch ads.
I got to go up. It's right.
But
you know what? They're almost like a Tubi or like a Peacock where it's just, it's right in the beginning. It's 20 seconds. That's it.
Oh,
so
really?
It's not the end of the world.
All right. Okay.
But I still need to upgrade because I hate commercials. Anyway.
The budget, $85 million.
Oh.
So this was a, I'm telling you, this is a theater movie,
this is a theater movie.
This is a theater movie,
Mikey,
I'm telling you.
It was in the trivia. Do you remember that at one point they were supposed to make this like a decade ago with
Ronda Rousey
as the lead?
The female, yes.
Yeah,
thank God. Dude, she's a horrible actress.
She is so fucking bad. Dude, what if Brendan Schaub was the lead in this movie?
Oh my God, it'd be ridiculous, dude. Oh, every fight film uses full CGI body doubles due to the production using a new multi-pass method to do seamless punches and kicks instead of faking hits or cutting around the action to be believable. In every fight, the doubles are stitched into the edit for a few frames before stitching back to real footage.
Wait, this is in the trivia?
Yeah.
How did I read this?
I don't know. Now that makes total sense.
Right.
Now we figured out what they did. Holy shit. So they did this to actually look like they were hitting each other in the face.
But
wow.
There's a reason why the old fashioned you move as I punch works, because it in the right angle you go, oh shit, that guy fucking hit him.
Yeah.
It's camera tricks, but it works though.
Yeah.
You don't need this, man.
It's like watching The Hobbit at, 60 frames per second.
Right.
It just doesn't feel right. Just doesn't feel right,
doesn't
man. Yeah,
feel right, man. But dude, that makes total sense. They try to do something new,
Yeah, dude. The filmmakers sought to innovate how fight scenes are filmed. The team developed a multi-pass technique to make the brawls look more realistic, marking a departure from traditional fight choreography. So this was like a sticking point that the producers wanted to do. They're like, we're going to change the way fighting is filmed throughout the rest of cinema.
But the biggest problem is, and we already established it early in this episode, it doesn't make it look more
realistic.
It's
the opposite effect.
Dude, that is
opposite
so
effect.
Stupid, dude.
Yep.
Wow. I don't know, man. Look, it's obviously, you could say a cash grab, but it's really not because it's not in theaters. But it does have a formula to it. Something that people have heard the name, plus Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. Yeah, of course we can make it.
Of course.
Doesn't mean
absolutely.
It's good.
No, not at all.
But you got Doug Liman.
You got to have a good script, though. No, you got to have a good script.
You got to have a good script.
That's like the most famous quote is like, I forgot who said it, one of the most famous directors, like, who was it? It was like, it was either Hitchcock or Kubrick. Wait, you just read something? You just had a heart attack. Jesus Christ.
Mikey. I don't know if this is supposed to be true, and this might be bullshit. It might have just made its way through trivia.
Okay.
But it says Elwood Dalton is the son of John Dalton.
What? Wait, where does it say in trivia?
Trivia.
What?
It might have just passed through, though, because if
wow.
They would have shown that.
Yeah, no
they
way.
Would have been like, here's me and my dad. You'd be like,
come on.
Oh, Roadhouse.
Come on,
that
dude.
That wouldn't make any sense.
No, yeah, no, they would.
But it did make my heart stop for a second.
I mean, the ages do match up. Oh, no, they don't. They don't. They don't match up. They don't match up.
89.
Not at all. If it was 79, it would match up.
Dude, they could have
totally would not
just
match
made
up.
Him the son in another script of him and the fucking doctor. It could have worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
But Jake Gyllenhaal is too old for it to be the son.
Point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just can't.
Good point.
Unless he had a kid way before.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
that's
unless true. Dawn had a kid. John had a kid like
sure.
9 years before or sure, whatever it sure. was. You know,
he's
what I'm
a little. He's like, yeah, he's what is he like 6 years older than this? Probably Jake Gyllenhaal, 7 years older than this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so he couldn't have been born if they bang in '89. The kid's born in 1990.
He's older than us. That's, I mean, younger than us.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's 20. He's 34. No, like Jake Gyllenhaal's not 34 in this movie.
He ain't no spring chickie, dude.
No, but it was filmed mostly in Dominican Republic, which was replacing for the Florida Keys. Mm. Yep.
The Keys. I actually never want to go there now.
No, I never. Thanks. Well, I do because it's not because this wasn't the Keys.
This is definitely not the Keys. Dude.
It was filmed in Dominican Republic.
If you want the Keys, you got to watch that show Bloodline on Netflix.
Oh, with the. With the mom that has like the sons, is that Bloodlines? No.
Yeah.
Is that Bloodlines
Kyle
or no?
Kyle Chandler's in it, and
yeah, it's like the mom and then her three sons are criminals. Is that
like
it?
Two no. out of the three. One out of the three is a criminal. One's a fucking cop.
I mean, I'm thinking of a different
that's
show.
Bloodline? That's Bloodline.
No. The one I'm thinking of is with the chick, the hot older lady from Ocean's 13.
That's the one.
The Kingdom.
The Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry.
I watched all that.
No, yeah. Pete Corelli loves Bloodlines. He always talks about it. I never watched it.
It's one of those things where it's like everyone knows this. The first couple of seasons, phenomenal. The last season is like a 3.6.
Oh, just shit the bed. Okay.
Oh, Mikey, it's awful.
And you said that's good
Florida
for the Keys,
though. That's a great representation of what the Keys is.
Okay.
So, guess what, Mikey? All fat white people.
I love it. Well, that's why I love the best is fat white people. All right. Well, that was Roadhouse, guys. That was Roadhouse, and we apologize that it was made.
Yeah. How did this get made, for real?
We know how it got made. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal, Conor McGregor.
Now, Jake Gilly, abs, Connor.
Did they bang? That's my question. Connor McGregor's butt naked throughout the whole. I think they banged.
I don't think Connor's Jake's type.
I think they banged.
Nah.
Yeah, I think Jake Gyllenhaal is a bottom. Connor is a top. And Connor just kind of forced them, you know.
Yeah.
Not forced, but like
he could force him.
Like wanting to be forced. You know what I'm saying? Jake Gyllenhaal's like, just do it. You know, just do it.
He's acting like his character. Man, this is what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. I can't fight it. Mm. Not gonna fight it. Not gonna fight it.
Today,
yeah,
just live with
it. Not gonna fight it. They did say that Connor McGregor punched Jake Gyllenhaal only one time for real.
Oh.
In the movie. Like during
rehearsals?
It wasn't on film. So they didn't even get on. It was behind the camera. They were watching the monitors. Mm. And Connor, and they were looking, and then Connor's like, oh, yeah, that looks good. I went like that. And then he actually hit Jake in the face.
First of all, it's a $5 million face there, so take it easy.
It's a what?
$5 million face.
Like, that's a $10 million face.
Okay, I was just doing
$20 million
inflation,
even.
Inflation, yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're inflation. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, but that's it. That's, holy shit, we're over an hour. Okay,
I felt it. Just like this movie,
you
I
should
felt
feel it,
it
dude. Felt like it was I was just it. Going through my notes, man. What do
no,
you
but
want
I'm just
do?
Saying, I felt like this movie was long. I get it. We had to go through.
Oh,
it
I felt like this movie was so long. Holy
so
shit!
So fucking long.
I watched a movie like last night or something, and it was, I don't know, not even just a little under 2 hours, and it felt so fast. And you're like, yeah, that's a good movie.
That's what a movie's supposed to
you know
be.
What I mean? You're just like, it's just funny how different movies make you feel like you've been sitting there for 8 hours, or you've been sitting there for 10 minutes.
110%.
Yeah,
this felt longer than Oppenheimer. No, I was kidding.
It was longer than Oppenheimer. All right, well, that's it. Let's score it up. You know, score it up?
I haven't been clubbing in a long time. What the fuck it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You got to go first, man. What's your score?
I'm going to go Roadhouse with a space in between.
No. Oh, yeah, this has a space in between.
This has a space in between?
You're right.
Does the original have a space in between?
Ooh, I thought it didn't.
Let's check it out. Check it out for me.
It did.
They both do, right? Yeah, I was going to say, they both have to have the same thing.
Don't forget, the boat was named The Boat.
The Boat. Was it named The Boat?
Yeah, because she goes, my uncle also named The Boat, too. Another stupid joke.
Oh, that's so dumb. You're right.
She
did say that.
Putting his bags down. The Boat.
The Boat. Oh, it's so dumb. All right, well, I'm going to give Roadhouse a 3.3. I'm going to go 3.3 just because of what it could have been. They had one of the best top 10 actors working, and you just fuck it up.
And you fucked it up royally.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with 3.3. Mikey, what's your score for Roadhouse?
I'm going to go with what I gave it on IMDb, a 4.
A 4?
A 4.0.
Okay. All right, dude. All right. Well,
all right.
I'm Conor McGregor.
It's the end of the show. I'm always smiling.
That's it. Well, the guys, if you didn't watch Roadhouse, then don't watch it. Watch the original.
Yes, please.
And that's it.
You'll find something in the original. You're not finding shit here.
Perfectly said. All right. Well, that's it, guys. Thanks for clubbing around the watch one more time.
As always.
We're going to be back next time with something not starring Conor McGregor.
Thank God.